Welcome back. Eye on the Outdoors. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. Happy Halloween. You can't see me, but I'm a clown right now. Having our Halloween show. What a great Saturday morning. From the bunker, kind of hard to talk in a clown. Is the nose moving?
It is.
Oh. Let me take this thing off. We're going to do a little Vogler Vogler news. We're going to go out and visit with Brian Clark from ZMAX. We're going to get our Ozark fishing report from wild man Billy Willie Smith.
What a beautiful Saturday morning.
Can you say something? You've been doing the clown or the for over 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
We've had all more this recent junk, you know, if anybody gives us trouble
giving clowns
about the clown.
A bad name. We were doing the clown, 20 years ago. We've been in all the magazines. We've been on Turkey Revolution.
Yeah.
Remember when we did those? Winchester Turkey, the clown was on there, too. Clown's been everywhere. Clown has put a mini and outdoor rider back to the truck.
And these are just old feral rodeo clowns.
Old feral clowns.
That have gone wild in the Ozarks.
Yeah, we just did the clown show.
Happy Hoosiers Halloween. Vote will decide on election day whether to make hunting and fishing a protected right in the state of Indiana, just like free speech or religion. NSSF Project Child Safe Firearm
have
Safety.
Have another Snickers.
I'm going to have two. Firearm Safety Education Program and Cabela's Outdoor Fund have partnered with fish and wildlife agencies in all 50 states to distribute firearm locks and to encourage Americans to hunt safe this fall by remembering to handle, transport, and store your firearms responsibly.
You know, Vogler does have a reputation.
Diabetes. Yes. What is my reputation today?
You had chili this morning. Venison chili, right?
Oh, great venison chili.
Yeah. You're going to be crop dusting someplace. I hope it's not in Snook's Isles today.
Elk Bugles and Autumn Colors
we got
combined
all kinds of
for spectacular Ozark production.
Well, whoop the break it down.
At Peck Ranch, they have tours. You can go take a tour through Elk Ranch
Pecker
and see. Peck Ranch.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Three
and he's ate a half a pumpkin full of candy already.
Boy, is it good.
Don't!
Does anybody else have news like this?
No.
You still can't read the news?
How do they put stockings
what
on the little walleyes? Fall is the harvest time in Michigan. While many may be thinking of picking apples or plucking pumpkins, Michigan Department
say that three times.
Plucking pumpkins.
Michigan Department for a warm glass. Shut the hell up.
A whole bunch in there.
How many radio shows in the city of St. Louis today serves homemade cathead biscuits and gravy, grandma recipe, and venison chili? Do you know of any?
I have no idea.
You guys over at the radio stations are really losing out. You have no idea.
These biscuits and gravy was just unbelievable. And then he hands me a bowl of chili. This chili is
and he's got his own little pumpkin full of candy.
And I do. And I drank a 30-ounce cup of
Thomas. It's all kinds of coffee under Thomas Coffee.
And it
this
works
is
real good.
Going great.
He sucks, don't he, Matt? Doesn't he really suck? Happy Halloween, everybody.
That was the Vogler Vogler News, and now we're going to go out and grab our next guest. Brian Clark got him on the line this morning. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Ray. How you doing?
So ZMAX is a sponsor of Eye on the Outdoors, and you gave this stuff to the media guys. They're using this. Tell our listeners, what is ZMAX for guns?
Well, ZMAX is actually the chemistry back from the automotive days. It's been around forever. And what it is a micro lubricant. And with that said, they discovered that it was also a phenomenal product for gun cleaning on one end and then the bore lube on the other. They've come out with an array of products. The two-pack's the most popular right now. And they're getting a big following in the Southeast. And they figured, you know, let's expand this nationally. And that's what we're doing right now. And in doing so, we're looking for a spokesperson in the Midwest. And we came to you first. Me a great partnership, and just the people have actually offered to test this product already. I'm just blown away. Absolutely blown away.
Bore cleaner, conditioner, and bolt lube, the two-pack. That is a great idea. I really like this.
Yes, and that's I gave you some samples, I guess, for some of your listeners. We're going to figure out something fun and crazy to do on your show. To get people interested about it. And then, you know, you can order it online right now, ZMAX.com. Tell them that, you know, Ray I radio show sent you. And that'll suffice for now. And then we're going to be building our distribution, much like Ray Ray's is. We're just going to be taking it from trying to get some big accounts in the Midwest signed up. And then once we do, make it more accessible for the Midwest customers.
That's ZMAX for guns. Soaks into metal. Made in the USA. Made in America. This is good stuff, boys and girls. You know, if we're talking about it on this show, and we got Brian on to talk about it, it's good product. All right, brother. Enjoyed my time with you. We got a little kind of close, didn't we? I mean, you come to the radio show, then you come down to the cabin, and wow. This might be getting a little emotional here.
It's a great team effort. I mean, that's what's so great. I mean, that's why, you know, you think about every outlet you have to sponsor or work with somebody,
right,
and you're the real deal. And that's why I told people at ZMAX, we're just, everyone's excited. And I've known the people at ZMAX for a long time, George Elliott, John Poff, and I just really want to show those guys, hey, you know, Midwest, we can get it done.
And for you, all you hunters out there, you guys are NASCAR fans too. Hey, they lubricate cars with this stuff, and now you're going to put it on your guns. So it's affiliated with NASCAR, so you guys are going to go crazy over this stuff.
I can't wait. Thanks so much for all your help,
Brian. All right, Brian.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Talk to you later.
Good to see you.
Bye.
That was Mr. Brian Clark with Ray Ray Smokehouse Barbecue and ZMAC. We're going to run down to the Ozarks and get our fishing river report from the wild man, Billy Smith. Welcome to the show, Billy.
Hey, good morning, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing good, my friend. What's it look like for our people to go down to the Ozarks and fish those rivers? Here we are. We're talking late fall, late October, early November. What can people expect, and how can they catch some fish?
Ray, it's fall time. It's beautiful right now. We're just starting to get into the change of season, so at any time it's going to be the fall colors is coming on. Right here in the immediate area, this part of the Ozarks, our streams like the Kern River watershed, 11 Point, North Fork, and those, we haven't had an abundance of rain, so our rivers are low, and we've got what you would call gin clear water. So sometimes it makes the fishing tough. But on the other hand, it's that time of year that the fish, smallmouth bass, trout, walleye, they are all starting to feed up and get ready for that winter time. Therefore, with that happening, man, you can have some great days. The fish, the bass, especially smallmouth, that can get very active at this time. I've been out this week a couple of times, both with a guided fishing trip, and then took some folks on a boat ride tour of the river. And it's a great, great, nice time to be out. We get to see a lot of eagles. This past Sunday that I was taking a boat tour, man, there was just several eagles, both mature and immature eagles. And it was just neat to see. Of course, we got to see a couple of deer swimming in the river. You know, so there's a lot of sightsy. Wildlife is active at this time right now.
Are you throwing any different baits? Are you fishing any different than you did early fall?
No, not really. And in that sense, still, whether it's your soft plastic, I've had days that my soft plastic bottom bouncer stuff bait was what was the predominant bite was on. Then a few days later, you've done better on the crankbait or spinner bait. And that is typical of this time of year, especially the smallmouth, as they're getting active and feeding up for this upcoming the winter time, that lures like your crankbaits and your spinner baits, you start doing better on that. It's a lure that you definitely, you're in your arsenal, that you want to be prepared. When I'm out fishing, I may have several rods all fixed up, whether it's with the soft plastic, weighted with Texas rig, biter head, but I also will have a spinner bait on. I'll have a crank bait on, maybe a swim bait, something along that lines, because both in different types of structure, water depth, I may change and throw that type of bait because the bass are getting ready for wintertime.
You guide fishing, but you also do tours on the river with your boat. Man, it's so scenic on that river. Tell us a little bit about what you offer.
Yes, it is. Well, like I said, I do guided fishing trips here on the Kern River, authorized through the National Park Service to provide this service, and I will do a boat ride tour of the river. You might even see the wild horses. We were going into one of the access spots this week. There was the one of the herds of the wild horses. So he, for his very first time, this individual got to see that. Ray, as you know, I mentioned about trout fishing on your streams, whether it be the North Fork, Upper Kern River, of course, the Merrimack, 11 Point. 11 Point's a great fishery. We also, the White River tributary stream, White River, Black River, St. Francis, Kern River, 11 Point, Spring River, all these are tributaries eventually into the White River down in Arkansas, can be some tremendous walleye fishing. Every year there's numerous nice-sized walleye that are caught out of these streams. So, and it's getting that time of year, and from now through until March, it's a great time to target walleye. Also, you know, we're talking about fishing, traditional type of float fishing, but there's also a favorite Ozark activity that takes place this time of year, starts in September and goes through into January, and that is fish gigging. That is a very popular sport here. You go out in your jon boats with mostly at nighttime with your lights and your gigging your rough fish, your suckers, mainly is what people take after. Just a great, great time. Lots of fun. Man, are they actually good to eat. You got to know how to prepare and fry them up, and they are a fan favorite of the local folks around here.
Oh, yeah, that's a tradition. The fish gig is a tradition, and also, just like you said, the cooking's a tradition, too.
Yes, it is. The camaraderie that goes along with all that, you just can't beat it. It's a great time.
Give out some contact information for us, Billy.
Okay, you can contact me at 573-225-3390, or you can go to my Facebook site, Scenic Rivers Guide Service, or my website, scenicriverguideservice.com, and you can get in touch with me. Just give me a call, man, and we'll get you hooked up, and we'll get you set up on a trip.
All right, Billy, we need to let you go. Thanks for getting on the show this morning and updating us on the Ozarks, and I'm going to come down. I'll be seeing you real soon. Hopefully, I can get a little porch time with you, my friend.
We've got a spot reserved for you, and looking
right,
forward
brother.
To see you.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Defend her still today, but there ain't no doubt.